I missed you guys.
我很想你们。
You look different this early in the morning.
他说你们看起来今天早上不一样。 Some of you are like,
trying to wake up.
有些人看起来还没有醒。
Some of you are wide awake, and others of you, I say, I can see, are not morning people. You're like,
反正就有些人看起来这样。
I'm not used to speaking this early in the morning, so.
他说他也不习惯这么早起来讲课。
Before I came here, I used to work a maintenance job.
他来这之前，来IHOP之前，他是做那个维修工。
So I used to get up like 5 o'clock in the morning.
所以他早上5点钟起床。
But since I've been here, I normally get up around 9.
但他来这个之后就9点钟起床。
But I usually go to bed at 2.
Oh, 2 a.m.?
2 a.m., yeah.
他晚上2点钟才睡觉。
But I got up early for you.
他为我们今天早起了。
You're welcome. I like to see your faces.
他想看到你们那个眼。
I feel like the Lord has a prophetic type message for you this morning.
他感到神今天会给大家一个先知性的信息。
Let's start with Philippians 3:10.
让我们开始先翻到腓立比书，是吧？ 腓立比书 3:10.
Let's open in prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus.
天父，我们来到你的面前。
Lord, we ask you to break in and power.
主，我求你，你的大能来到。
We ask you to touch hearts and minds.
主，求你来触摸我们的心，我们的灵。
Lord, I ask that your word comes forth, Lord, under the power of your Holy Spirit.
主，求你的话语借你圣灵大能运行在我们里面。
That you restore, Father.
主，求你来恢复。
That you awaken.
主，求你来苏醒。
Father, we're just waiting upon you today.
主，我们今天来等候你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So Philippians 3:10.
所以腓立比书3:10.
Go ahead and read that.
Okay. 使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。 并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。So
here Paul's talking. He says that I may know him.
所以这边保罗说，使我认识基督。对。So
our desire should be to know him, to know Christ.
所以我们的这个渴望就是来认识基督。Right? 对不对？
That's what the Lord wants to do. He wants us to know him.
所以这是神渴望我们做的。He
goes, and the power of his resurrection.
So there's
the knowing him, and then there's the power.
就是认识他就是有能力。
But then the last two parts I don't like. He says, and the fellowship of his suffering.
但是呢，他说这边就是怎么说，并且suffering，sorry，一同哦，并且晓得和他一同受苦。
Fellowship. He connects fellowship with sufferings.
Oh, so he's putting this gathering or gathering with suffering together.
How many of you like to suffer?
How many people like to suffer?
No one? Okay, good. Me either. But he connects fellowship. In other words, he connects that intimacy with suffering.
Oh, he's putting that intimacy and suffering together.
And then he goes on to say, being conformed to his death.
然后说这边效法他的死。Conform
means, if, like, for example, if I pour water into a pot, water becomes conformed to the shape of the pot.
所以效法的意思呢，就是说他把水倒到一个锅子里，水的，就是水会变成锅子的这种形状。So
of all the things that Paul, the Apostle Paul, picked to be conformed to, he picked his death.
所以这边保罗就是把他的，怎么说，效法他的死。
Got it. Why his death?
为什么他的死？
Why not be conformed to his life?
为什么不能变他的生命呢？
Why not be conformed to him working miracles?
为什么不能效法那个神迹呢？
There's so many different things that he could have picked there, but he picked being conformed to his death.
有很多事情他可以选择，但为什么他这边写到要效法他死？
So he wants to fellowship with his sufferings, and he wants to be conformed to his death.
他想要受苦，想要死。
I love when people quote that scripture because they, a lot of times they only quote the first part, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection.
他听到很多人引用这个经文，但只是引用前面一半，就是认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
We usually leave off the last part.
但是很多人就是会忽略下面的后半句经文。
So I wanna take what we just talked about here into the next area.
所以他今天讲有关这方面的。
Okay, let's look at verses 12 through 14. I'm going to have you read that.
所以我们先来看，再来看12节到14节。Read it?
Yeah.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着耶稣基督所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里上神在耶稣基督里从上面招我来的奖赏。
Okay, Paul says, he says, but I press on.
所以保罗说他
He says, not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on.
他说他以竭力追求。
That press on in the Greek means to pursue.
在希腊文里面就是说追求。
For example, if I was, if I'm coming after you, I'm pursuing you.
就是他在你后面，他就是在追你。
So Paul's saying, I'm pressing on, I'm pursuing God.
所以保罗说他在追求神。
Paul was considered probably one of the greatest apostles.
保罗是被认为是最伟大的使徒。
He wrote many books of the New Testament.
他写了很多的新约里的书。
He was an amazing scholar.
他是个就是很博学的。
And before that, in the earlier verses, he was listing all the things that he went through for the sake of Christ.
所以他写了很多关于耶稣基督的事。
But despite all that, he says, I press on.
但尽管这样，他仍然说我仍要追求主。
He says, I'm going to press on to knowing him.
我仍要追求来认识他。
I'm going to press on to experience his power.
我要来追求来认识他的大能。
I am going to press on to come into the fellowship of his sufferings.
我要来追求就是跟他的这个受苦有份。
See, when we're suffering for his name,
当我们为耶稣的名受苦的时候，
we need to understand and know how to press on.
我们就要知道怎么样去追求。
Because it's what you're focused on in the midst of the pain that is going to help you to get through.
当你受苦的时候，你就会可以战胜吗？
I feel like God is raising many of you up for a purpose.
他说神兴起我们当中很多人都是有他的目的。
There's things that he's been stirring in your hearts.
有事情在刺激你的心。
There's giftings and callings that he's given you.
他给你恩赐，给你呼召。
There's things he's been speaking to you about that he wants you to do.
他给你一些事情让你去做。
But the problem is that anytime God gives you an assignment, there is going to be suffering attached to it.
所以说每当神给你一个任务或者一个呼召的时候，就伴随着一个受苦。
I've never had an assignment from the Lord that has not come with suffering.
他从来没有听到一个神来的呼召没有跟受苦有关。
Either maybe family doesn't understand.
也许你的家人不认同。
Maybe people in the world don't like your message.
也许世上的人不喜欢你的这个信息。
Many times people in the church don't understand.
很多时候就是在教会的人也不理解。
When God gives us an assignment, there is always suffering attached to it.
所以每当神给你一个任务，给你一个呼召，就是伴随着一个受苦。
We want the assignment without the suffering, but it will never happen that way.
我们不想要受苦，但是这不可能。
Many people never accomplish what God has called them to because they don't want to suffer.
哦，很多人他不想要神的护照，就是他们不想受苦。
Or they don't understand how to get through that place of suffering.
所以他们或者他们也不知道怎么样能够克服战胜这样的受苦。
So Paul says, "I press on."
所以保罗说，我竭力追求。
To lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
可以得着耶稣基督，所以得着我的。
That lay hold, he says, I want to lay hold.
他说，可以得着。
That means to eagerly seize or grab.
就是非常渴望的去抓住。
So Paul says, I want to lay hold of the very thing that Christ has laid hold of me, the purpose that God has given me.
所以保罗想要抓住神给他的这个护照或目的。
See, God has laid hold of you, and he has a purpose for your life.
所以神抓住你就是他，神对你有一个护照。
And each of your purposes are unique in their individual.
所以每个人的护照都是不同的，都是很特别的。
But they fit into a corporate setting. They fit your individual assignments fit together to form the corporate body.
所以每个人所有大家呼召合在一起呢，就是成为基督的身体。
One of the things that many people struggle with is they want to be somebody else.
还有一个困惑，让大家困惑的事情，就是我们想要成为像其他的人。
You know, kids playing basketball, they want to be Michael Jordan.
小孩打篮球，他们就想成为迈克乔丹。
You know, maybe if you're really, really smart, you want to be like this great, you know, scientist or this great, you know, genius.
或者你们想成为一个很有名的科学家或者天才。
We too often we want to be like somebody else.
我们太经常想要成为另外的人。
But God has created you with your own unique gifts.
但是神呢，创造你是有特别的，他有你有特别的恩赐或才干。
He's created you to be you.
神创造你就是成为你。
You don't have to be me.
你不用成为这个老师。
I don't think they could have two of me.
你们不想成为他一样了。
I know my wife couldn't handle two of me. Some of you are quiet.
有些人我们会比较安静。
You're more reserved.
你我们就保守 ，yeah.
And God will use that for His glory and for His kingdom.
但神也会用我们这样的人。
Maybe your calling is that of intercession.
也许你的呼召是一个代祷者。
So often we feel like things like intercession and prayer are like low on the totem pole. They're low on the scale of how God judges things.
所以我们的原来一些就是错误的观念，就是代祷者是非常就比较低等的，或者在神的这个呼召里面是比较次等的。
But what we don't realize is that when we stand before Christ someday,
但是当我们认识到我们站在基督面前的时候呢
，and He's handing out awards and rewards,
他给你一个奖赏
，we're going to see intercessors who are going to be seated on thrones.
那我们会看到这个代祷者呢是会得到一个冠冕吗？会得到一个冠冕。
I believe there's going to be a lot of women and grandmas on thrones.
所以他看到很多很多姊妹，还有很多这个年纪大的。
There's going to be a lot of preachers
站在坐在神的宝座前。
There's going to be a lot of preachers serving them.
然后有很多牧师呢在服侍那些代祷者。
There's a woman here at IHOP.
所以在 IHOP 有个姊妹。
Have you seen Johanna walking around the prayer room? She's the blind girl. She's very small. She's blind. Somebody's usually walking her around.
你们有看到一个在祷告殿有一个个子不高，然后就是瞎眼的一个姊妹吗？
She was adopted from another country.
她是被领养的，从另外一个国家。
And she was born blind.
她天生就是瞎眼了。
She can't talk.
她也不能讲话。
When they got her, they would just leave her in a room all the time by herself.
所以他们领养她的时候是把她放在就是晾在房子的一边吗？
No, nobody touched her. Nobody held her.
没有人去碰她，去拥抱她。
They would just give her food, and she would just scarf it up like a dog would eat.
然后所以他们就给他食物，让他像一条狗一样的这样。
Most of the time she wasn't even clothed.
Oh,
she had no clothes.
很多时候她甚至连衣服都没有。
So when they adopted her and they brought her here.
所以他们领养了她，然后把她带到这里。
They had to teach her how to wear clothes and how to use the bathroom and in the bathroom and how to eat food off of a plate.
所以他们教导她怎么去洗澡，怎么去在餐桌上吃饭。
There's an older woman who takes care of her most of the time.
所以有一个老姊妹就是一直在照顾她。
And she pours her whole life into showing Jesus to this young girl.
所以那个老姊妹呢，就是花了她一生的精力去向这个领养的人去展示她，展现耶稣基督的生命。
And my wife and I had the privilege of talking with her a couple months ago.
The woman,
yeah, with the grandma.
所以就是他的太太就是跟那个老姊妹在聊天。
And she felt like she wasn't doing enough.
但是老姊妹觉得她还做得不够。
And I was sitting there watching this little girl whose whole life had been changed.
但是她看到那个小女孩呢，就是整个生命都发生改变了。
And I realized that God values things much different than we do.
所以他意识到呢，神就是how to say?
看人的，我不知道怎么。
对，神看人的价值观跟我们不一样。
That God, we value people who succeed in life.
我们评价人呢，就是看他有没有成功的生命。
But God values those who express His heart.
但是神看人是看人的心。
In loving others.
有没有去爱别人。
In prayer.
有没有祷告。
In how we interact with one another.
就是我们跟别人之间的这个互动或者行为。
And a lot of times, that involves suffering.
但是很多时候呢，都是伴随着受苦。
I mean, some of you have to suffer.To be with one another.
我们中间有多少人就是愿意受苦成为另外的人呢？
Right? Sometimes they're just people we don't want to be with.
对啊，我们不愿意这样。
But God says I want you to love them.
但是神说我们就是要我们去爱那些不可爱的人。
And when we learn how to love them, all of a sudden are that those fears and anxieties start to go away.
所以当惧怕和焦虑会离开。
A lot of what we call racism, people not liking people because of the color of their skin.
对对对，就是我们有时候会有种族主义。
A lot of that is driven by the fear of the unknown.
我们很多时候是被一些无知的事情驱使。
We're afraid of what we don't know about somebody.
我们会因为不认识对方而惧怕。
The people have different cultures, different ways of eating, different ways of living.
就是对方有很多不一样的文化，不一样的这个生活方式。
And because it's different, we will attack people.
就是因为这样的不同，所以我们才会去攻击别人。
Instead of learning from them.
而不是去向对方学习。
Now, do you guys have Thanksgiving?
我们有过那感恩节吗
？No, okay. You don't have Thanksgiving holiday in China.
No. No.
Okay, I know it's an American holiday. Okay. you know what Thanksgiving is, right?
我们知道什么是感恩节吗
？So we have our Thanksgiving.
所以在美国有感恩节。
Now in my home,
在他家呢
？Thanksgiving was you would dress nice and we'd sit around the table and we'd have the turkey and everybody would talk.
所以在他们家呢，就是大家穿得很正式，然后在餐桌上吃火鸡。
It was more of a formal thing, and in the way it was expressed, in the way that we did it.
所以这是很平常嘛，正式对 formal.
Now my wife's family, she's Puerto Rican.
所以他太太呢是波多黎各人。
And Thanksgiving was very loud.
在那个感恩节，他们会非常喧闹。
Everybody's shouting and talking and yelling.
It's like China.
You know, hand me the potatoes. You know,
递给我土豆。
And it was just, it was like a total different atmosphere than my Thanksgivings.
所以在他太太的那国家呢，就是感恩节，跟他完全不一样。
Very, very different.
非常不一样。
But I liked it.
但他也喜欢。
Because I'm loud.
因为他也讲话很大声。
Now, my wife and I, our Thanksgivings are like a combination of both.
所以他跟他太太的感恩节呢，就变成这个结合体。
We took things from her culture and things from my culture and we put them together.
所以他把双方的文化都合在一起。
And see, that's what God wants us to do, is he wants us to learn how to learn from one, he wants us to learn from one another.
所以神就是想让我们互相彼此学习。
There are things that the Chinese people do that are phenomenal.
所以我们中国人呢做有些事情做怎么说
I mean, outstanding.Awesome, incredible.
非常非常好做的。
Ruah.
就是我们中国人有些现象吧，怎么说？有些，反正就中国人有些习惯很好。
You're very disciplined.
我们是非常受自律。
Especially compared to Americans.
就是特别是对美国人来说。
Some Americans are disciplined, but not most.
就是只有一些美国人会比较自律。
And your discipline enables you to obtain things in Christ that we might have a hard time doing.
所以对美国人来说自律好像是很难的事情。
I was going to go somewhere else, but I'm going to hold off on that.Let's go back to the scripture, verse 13.
好吧，让我们回来再看那个经文十三节。
So he says he's going to press on, and then he says, "Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended."
所以他说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
So Paul is saying that I'm pressing on to lay hold of that which God has given me.
所以他保罗说我仍是竭力追求。
But even though
要得着耶稣基督
but I don't feel like I've obtained that yet. I haven't got it yet.
但他觉得他还没有得到。
Now this was Paul, the greatest apostle of all. He still hasn't obtained it yet.
所以这就是最伟大的使徒，他仍然连他都没有得到。
Some of you are trying to find what God has for you, and you're like, if I could just get it, everything's going to change.
所以我们当中的有些人呢，就觉得我们可以抓住神给我们的应许或命定。我们的生命就会改变。
I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to always be trying to get it.
但是他现在告诉我们呢，就是我们永远都不一定能得到这个。
Because God is inexhaustible. He's too large. You can't wrap your hand around it.
他说神实在太大了，你不可能用手抓得住。
And what God has given you is too large. You can't wrap your hand around it.
然后神想要给你的呼召呢，也是非常大，你不可能完全得到。
You keep pressing into it over and over.
就是你要一直追求。
And then the goal is that next year you will be doing greater than you're doing this year.
所以你明年的目标或者方向呢，会比今年更好更大。
You'll be loving more and moving in more of God's power.
所以你明年会爱人更多，会更有神的能力。
But you need to realize that you're going to always have this feeling like there's more.
所以就是你要一直有这种渴慕的心，就是你可以得到更多更多。
So don't get frustrated, embrace it.
所以不要灰心，不要那个沮丧。
Then he goes on to say, he goes, one thing I do.
所以他后来说我只有一件事。
So here's Paul saying he wants to obtain, he wants to grasp all that God has for him.
所以他这边保罗说他想要得到完全得到神。
And he says, there's one thing that I have to do.
然后他说我只有一件事。
Forgetting those things which are behind.
所以就是忘记背后。
That forgetting in the Greek means to lose out of your mind, means to, it gets taken from your mind.
所以忘记背后呢就是从你的心思里面脱离出来。
If your mind was like a house,
如果你的思想像一个房子一样呢
，or a stronghold，
或者是一个坚固营垒呢
？We have things in our house that are important to us。
所以我们在房子里呢，有很多搅扰我们的事情。
I mean, we might have if we're going through our the If we're walking through this house, which is our mind, we might have the room that's our family.
所以他他呃，当我们走进我们自己这个思想的房子呢，我们
Mom and Dad in that room.
我们会有家人，我们有父母。
We open up another room and there's your brother and sister.
我们打开另外一个门。
We're gonna shut that door.
有你的弟兄姊妹，但是。
And another room might be your work and your maybe your profession.
所以另外一个房间可能是你的。
So we have all these different rooms.
工作间或者。
Maybe this room has your nice clothes that you like wearing.
也许你这个房间有你喜欢的衣服。
Or are Chinese girls into their hair?
Into hair.
Yeah, like girls. Are you guys like making sure your hair is perfect?
什么化化妆间吗？啊，反正就搞发型的房间。
Yes. Yes. No. Okay. Not some. I'm seeing most of you like no, but some of you like yes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Few of you, all right.
我们有些人有啊。
American girls are really bad when it comes to hair.
Bad.
Bad, like awful. It's they're really, really into their hair.
他们不太愿意打理头发吗？太注重。
My daughter has naturally curly hair.
Curly.
So really curls?
哦，天然卷。
So she washes it and it just curls everywhere.
哦，所以她每当洗完头发以后呢，就都会卷起来。
She spent her whole life straightening her hair.
所以她女儿花了一生的时间都在把她头发拉直。
The girl next door had straight hair.
但
And she kept getting it curled.
但她邻居的女孩就是直发，但她一直想把它变卷。
And I'm like, can't we just be thankful for the hair that God gave us?
所以我们不能就是感谢神赐给我们这样的头发吗？
I know, my daughter would say, it's too hard to take care of when it's curly.
她的女儿会说，这个太困难了，当这个是卷发。
And I would tell her, I says, if that's the case, then why does the girl next door get her hair curled?
她说，但是为什么隔壁女孩就想弄卷呢？
And she said, Dad, you don't know nothing.
她说，好，爹你什么都不知道。
We always want something that we don't have.
我。Right, 我们总是想得到一些我们没有的东西。
I used to change my hair every month. my hairstyle.
他以前每个月都要换发型。
I would get my hair curled.
他会把他头发变卷。
Like a perm.
像。
Then I would get all kinds of just different, especially when I was younger, I'd get all kinds of crazy haircuts.
所以他年轻的时候他很潮。
One time I grew my hair down to here.
有一次他把他头发养长到这边。
Samson.
像参孙吗？
But we always seem to want something that we don't have.
所以我们总是想得到一些我们没有的东西。
And God says, we need to forget those things which are behind us.
所以神说我们要忘记背后的。
Because in the midst of all that, there's pain that we went through.
所以就是忘记那些痛苦。
Things that have happened to us that have hurt us.
那些事情会伤害我们。
Relationships that went wrong, that did not end well.
一些错误的这个人际关系。
Things that people said to us or did to us.
这是对别人对我们说的一些不好的话或者做过的不好的事情。
Some people, those things will run and they will control their lives.
所以有些人呢会被这些事情捆绑。
And when we allow the hurt and pain in our life to control us, then it affects everything we do.
如果我们被这些事情搅扰的话，我们就不能做任何事情。
If you hurt me, and let's say you say something to me or do something to me that hurts me.
如果你对他做一些伤害他的事呢？
If I don't forgive you and I don't move forward to Christ.
如果他不原谅你，他不走向耶稣基督呢？
If I allow that hurt to take a root in my life,
如果他让那个伤害就是在我们心里扎根呢
，then that will affect the way I have relationship with everybody else.
然后这苦毒的根就会影响
Because I'm going to be thinking that the next person is going to hurt me.
就影响他人，我会对别人也会做这样的事情。
And it's like every person I run into is going to hurt me.
就是我会伤害任何人。
Paul says I forget those things which are behind. In other words, I don't give them a place to reside in my mind.
所以保罗说他要把这些事情全都把这些伤害全都抛掉，不让这些伤害来影响我。
Now we have to deal with those things. We, I mean, if there, if things happen to us, we have to forgive and we have to learn how to love.
所以我们必须要处理这些伤害。
But we can't be focused on them.
我们不能就是定就是一直专注在这个伤害上。
Some of you focus on failure.
我们有些人专注在失败上。
It's like if you're very smart or you've done a lot of great things, but then you fail and all you think about is your failure.
也许你很聪明，做很都是做得很好，但突然有时候失败了，所以你就定在失败上。
You don't look at what God's done for you. You're always looking at what you didn't do.
所以你没有看神祝福你的事情或者那些好的事情，就是专注在那些失败上面。
And that failure just clouds everything that you see.
所以就是那个失败就是占据了你所有的心思意念。
How many have struggled with that?
Before.
a few honest people. It's hard. I struggle with that.
所以这很难，他也挣扎。
I've had to learn how to overcome the fear of failure.
所以他也在学习如何去战胜这个失败的感觉。
I'm going to give you a practical way to do that.
他要给你们一个练习。
And if I have an area that I'm struggling believing God for.
如果他有一个挣扎的一个东西呢
I make a chart, like a chart.
他做一个表格。
And I'll start, every time God does something good or in that area, I will put it down. I'll write it down.
就每当神做一个怎么说好的事情，他就会把它写下来。
Every time I succeed in that area, I write it down.
他每一次成功呢，他都写下来。
And then what that does is if I fall or if I struggle, I can look at all my success.
所以当他再次失败的时候，他就可以看那些成功的地方。
Because the enemy is the accuser. He wants to make our failure look huge, big.
所以撒旦就是欺骗者，他会让我们无限放大我们的失败。
So if I fail, I can go to that chart and I can look at all of the things that God has done and it encourages me.
所以当他失败的时候，他就可以看那些成功的事情，就是
会 It gives me proper,
可以鼓励他。
Gives me proper perspective.
所以给他很多自信。
So he says, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
所以就是让我们忘记背后，努力向前。
I want you moving forward.
他想要我们向前。
God is going to put you in places that he wants you to affect lives for the kingdom of God. To bring change to lives.
神想要我们生命不一样。
That was a little short. Okay. God is going to take you and put you in places.
所以神想要把你放在你的地方。
And he's going to put you there so that you can change lives for his kingdom.
然后你在那个位置上就可以为他来改变神的国度。
But you can't do that if you're looking behind.
但是如果你往后看呢，你就不行。
If you're always looking at what it could have been instead of what it is.
你不能一直看后面
Here's something that many people struggle with.
我们有些事情呢是我们一直在挣扎的。
If you feel that God has called you to something, whatever that might be, it might be in the marketplace or it might be in ministry.
我们有些人也许有神的呼召让我们去职场或者去那个事工。
You become extremely focused on the goal.
所以我们就会非常专注在那个目标上。
This is what I'm supposed to be, and so,Everything in your life is compared to that.
所以我们会把我们的生活跟那个目标去比较。
So if you're supposed to preach to 10,000 people and you're only speaking to 3 people,
如果我们的目标是向1万人布道，但现实只有三个人。
Then you're like, I'm a failure.
然后我们就会觉得我们失败了。
God showed me 10,000 people, but there's only 3 people here.
然后神给我的是1万人啊，但为什么只有三个人？
And you say, oh, I must be a failure.
我一定失败了。
Bad thinking.
这是真的错误，非常糟的想法。
I want you to learn to enjoy the journey.
我们要学会去享受我们的这个旅程。
The goal is nothing but something that you're moving towards.
目标只是我们一个往前的一个方向。
God doesn't judge you by the goal. He judges you by every day that you live your life for him.
神不是以我这个目标去判断我们，而是以我们每天的这个每天的行为来判断。
If God gives you three people,
如果神给你三个人呢？
You speak to them like there's 10,000 there.
但是我们就是却可以像却对待他们像对待一万人。
So my wife and I did one of our trainings in November down in Pensacola, Florida.
他跟他太太十一月在那个佛罗里达那个 Pensacola, 就是昨天那个老师说的那个地方做的服饰。
They did all this advertising for it.
他们做了很多广告。
We even did like a live Facebook thing.
他们在脸书上也放很多广告。
1,500 people that watched it.
所以15,000人看了那个广告。
7 people showed up.
有15,000人看了那个广告，但只有7人出来，来到这个聚会。
And I was just looking.
然后他就是看着那七个人。
I said, there's not even 10 here.
连十个都不到。
But we spoke as if there was 1,000.
但他们就是那个讲话，就是像对千人讲话一样。
Good job. Good job.New translator, I'm wearing them out today.
Slow down.
Okay, slow down.
Yes.
That's hard.
Yes, I'm a rookie.
Slow down. So.
Yeah, 我慢慢来哈，慢慢来，放慢节奏。
All right.
好吧。
I was told to slow down for my translator.
他对我说慢一点，好，我就慢慢的跟他。
So, who I am in God?
我在神面前是我是谁呢？
It doesn't matter whether there's one person there or 1,000 people there.
所以呢，不管你是一个人呢，还是千个人在这里，都一样。
That should not change.
不会有改变。
I should be the same person.
我还是同样一个人，在神面前我还是同样的。
But many times we live our lives differently depending on who's there.
但是我们很多时候在生活当中的时候，我们在遇到不同的情况的时候，会让我们产生一定的改变。
Because what's going on deep inside is we need acceptance. We need people to love us.
我们在内心的深处很想去得到别人的一个接纳和认可。
So if there's 1,000 people there, I'm loved more.
所以呢，有上千个人在这里，我就感觉很好了。
If there's 2 people there, I'm loved less.
如果呢，我只有看到两个人在这里呢，心情就不好了。
You see what's happening?
你看到是什么发生了吗？
That's what happens in our hearts.
这就是发生在我们内心深处的一个很真实的一个活动。
We look at numbers and we say that equals love or rejection or acceptance.
我们通过这个在场的人数来等同于我们所接受的那个爱和那个成功的定义。
That's why we have to always have our eyes set on Jesus.
所以我们要把我们的那个目光定睛在我们的耶稣身上。
Did I please him? Was he happy with what I did?
我是否做的事情是否是取悦到我们的神呢？
Was he pleased with how I ministered?
是不是他取悦我这样的服侍。
Was he pleased with how I did my job?
我完成了我工作是不是能够取悦我们的神呢？
In the marketplace, you're around people who don't know Jesus a lot of times.
在职场的时候我们会遇到很多人他们都不认识耶稣。
How do you live your life in front of them?
但是如何让他们如何来生活来
do they know that there's something different about you?
让他们来看到你在你身上所表现出的一些不同点。
I met a woman from China.
我在中国呢遇到一个女士。
She was working in the capital. Was that Beijing?
北京，对，在北京遇到。
So she worked in the capital.
她在北京工作。
And she was very oppressed.
她有一些受压制。
She said that she felt like she worked around a lot of darkness.
她说她好像她的周围都遍布了一些黑暗的权势。
And she wanted me to pray for her to get rid of the darkness.
她呢希望我为她来祷告，能够脱离那个黑暗。
And I asked her, I says, "Who are you?"
我见到她，我就问她说，你是谁？
What do you mean?
她就回答说，你什么意思？然后她对那个女士说，你是神的孩子。
She says, "I know that."
她说，我知道啊。
She says, "No, you don't."
但是我说，我对她说，你不知道。
She says, "What do you mean?"
她又说。你什么意思？
I said, if you knew that you were a child of God,
他说如果你知道你是神的孩子，
you would know that God's light dwells in you.
你会知道神是住在你的里面的。
And that everywhere you go, his light goes with you.
你无论在哪里，神都与你同在。
So when you walk into darkness, it's no longer dark.
当你进入到黑暗当中的时候，这黑暗就不复存在了。
Because light is now there. Light has arrived.
光在那里，黑暗就驱散了。
Because light dwells in you.
光就居住在你的里面。
You don't have to fear the darkness, you have to infiltrate the darkness with light.
你不需要惧怕黑暗。
So I explained to her that when she goes to work, she needs to go there in the power of God.
我就告诉她，我对她解释说，你说你需要光，你需要用借着光进入到你那个职场，进入到黑暗当中。
She needs to start praying for her bosses and those that she works for.
所以呢，她就开始了为她的老板祷告，也为她那些周围工作的人祷告。
She needs to ask God for strategies on how to be an example to them.
所以呢，他也就求神给他智慧，这样的一个谋略的灵在他里面运行，能够与他们怎样相处。
And that she needs to make declarations over her workplace of that God's light will come forth.
What's declaration?
Declarations are like a proclamation, like a declaration would be like, "Let there be," or "God bring forth your light."
求神，他宣告求神来进入到他的那个职场。
A lot of times on when I used to work in maintenance, maintenance.Like
maintenance,
fixing things.
一些维修工
Big company, I would fix things that broke.
You worked before,
yeah,
with that. 他和一些维修工曾经一起共事过。
So I work with a lot of maintenance guys who were very, rough around the edges.
What?
They're how do you put it?
Rude,
very rude.
那些维修工呢，其实有一些粗鲁。
And so when I would go there, I'm with these guys who would be swearing all the time and stuff like this.
What?
Foul language.
他们会说爆粗口，经常会爆粗口。
And so on the way to work, I would be declaring God's word over my workplace.
所以我就求神，我就在神面前宣告说，求神来改变他们。
I would be blessing those that would work with me.
求神来祝福他们，祝福那些和他工作的人。
Asking God to give them ears to hear what the Spirit is saying.
让他们能够听到神的灵。
Asking the Lord to let His joy and His peace rest in our midst.
也求神的同在，神的喜乐能够浇灌下来。
And what started happening is the guys that I worked with, anytime they worked with me, they would calm down.
所以呢，跟他工作的人就慢慢的开始变得更加的平静下来。
I would give them hugs all the time.
所以他心里经常有他们，为他们有带祷。
Big maintenance guys don't like hugs.
所以他们是需要拥抱。
Yeah, but I says, come here, give me a hug.
来吧，让我抱你。他们一开始说拒绝，
他
们有可能还是拳脚相待。
Come on, give me a hug.
但是呢，我还是邀请他们说，他说我会打你哦。
So then I would run up behind him and hug him.
然后最后还是抱上了。
And then after a while, if they were having a bad day, they say, give me a hug.
所以呢，从那以后呢，他们遇到一些不好的时光的时候，他们就说给我一个拥抱吧。
So you have Christ dwelling in you, you take him wherever you go.
所以呢，基督是在我们的心中，无论你在哪里，基督都与你同在。
So it doesn't matter how dark the place is, Christ is with you.
所以不管是什么样的环境，不管是黑暗怎样，他都与你同在。
He ends in verse 14, he says, I press toward the goal.
What?
Verse 14, Philippians 3:14.
在腓立比书三章十四节，让我看一下
He said, I press toward the goal.
向着目标，标杆直跑。
That press is the same one earlier that he says, I press on.
Press on. 竭力追求，努力追求。Yes, got it.
Okay. So, he says, I press toward the goal of the upward call in Christ Jesus.
当我在竭力追求的时候，神的那个呼召。从上面来的呼召。奖赏。Yes.
Yes, good job.
Upward call, right?
Tough word, we got it. All right. So God wants you to press on.
神让我们竭力追求，谢谢。
Okay, relax, shake it off. We're gonna get her. All right. He wants you to press on. He wants you to press into what he has for you.
神希望你是竭力追求他给你的那个目标。
You're pressing towards something.
你在竭力追求某些东西。
And that's towards him.
但是其实是要竭力追求的是他自己本身。
The Lord is about to shift things in the body of Christ.
神是借着基督耶稣来改变一些事物。
We're going to start seeing him move in greater and greater power.
我们会慢慢的看见他神在他的力量他的能力在我们当中运行。
But you need to remember that with greater power comes greater problems.
你也知道很大的力量也会带来很大的麻烦和问题。
Greater power always brings greater problems.
很大的能力经常一直都会带来很大的问题和麻烦。
People get offended when God starts moving in power.
神的能力在运行的时候人们经常会感到被冒犯。
We ask for God to move in power, but then when he shows up, we get mad.
当我们在求神的能力运行的时候他们经常会变得很疯狂。
Because we get mad because he doesn't do it the way we want him to do it.
他们之所以会疯狂的原因是因为他们没有按照自己所想的那个进行。
It's like, God, I wanted you to do this, and you did something else.
哦，好像他在命令神说，神啊，你应该做这个事情。
And so we get frustrated with God.
所以我们有的时候会感到很沮丧，因为神没有这样做。
But I found that God doesn't have to have my permission.
但是好像神做事情不需要得到我的 得到我的许可他想做什么就做什么因为他是神
And it's better for me if I just agree with him.
我要做的最好就是认同他所做的
So many of you are going to be moving in power.
所以我们很多时候想在神的能力当中经历神的能力
But in the midst of that power, God is going to bring problems and suffering.
但是神很多时候会带来一些小小的麻烦
Because he wants your hearts to be focused on him.
因为神的心意是让我们能够定睛在他的身上。
He wants you to connect with him.
他想我们和他来连接对齐。
He doesn't want pride to start coming in where you start feeling like it's me that's doing this.
嗯，他不想让那些骄傲充满在我们的里面，好像是说我在做这件事情。
Ruah.
Ruah.
I just want you to think for a moment about what it is the Lord has called you to do.
我邀请你现在有一段时间来安静你的心来默想神呼召你要做什么事情。
What is it he's asking of you?
他对你有一些怎样的嘱咐。
What is the thing that he speaks to you about in your dreams?
他对你一些你的命定你的梦想他有对你说什么。
What is it that he speaks to you when you're God?
在神的话语当中，他有对神说什么？
For some of you, the things that God is asking of you almost seem impossible.
对你们来说，很多事情好像你看着是不可能的。
How can I do that?
我怎么可以做那些事情呢？
How can I become that Lord?
我怎么能做到呢？
It just seems impossible.
看起来好像是不可能的事情。
God is the God of the impossible.
但是主就是那个将不可能的事情转变为可能的神。
When he asks something of you, he will give you the strength to walk in it.
他会给你力量去经历，去行出来。
He will always ask of us things that we cannot do in and of ourselves.
主经常来交给我们一些我们可能看似不可能完成的任务。
He wants us to trust him.
他想让我们来信靠他，来相信他，将完全的依靠他。
He wants his word to be the only thing that can hold us up.
他希望我们唯一持守的是他的话语。
For some of you've been fear and you're afraid of really pressing into what he has for you.
有的时候我们会感到很惧怕，也感到很难受。当他给我们这些所要吩咐的事情的时候
，There's been any type of fear in that area. I want you just to bring that before the Lord and just say, Lord, I am sorry for being afraid.
我希望你们来到神的面前，将你们的一切的惧怕都卸下来，并且跟神说：主啊，我很抱歉，我害怕那些事情。
I'm sorry that I did not trust you.
主啊，我很感到很抱歉，因为我没有信靠你。
Father, forgive me for looking at myself instead of you.
主啊，求你来原谅我，因为我只看到我自己，而是没有看到你。
Lord, I want to be all that you have called me to be.
主啊，我希望成为你当初呼召我的样式。
Some of you, God has been calling you as an intercessor.
有些人当中神，你们是被拣选成为代祷者。
What I believe is one of the greatest callings in the Word of God.
我觉得这就是从神来的最高的呼召。
The Father said, "I sought, I was looking for an intercessor, and I could not find one."
我在寻找，神说我在寻找，我找不到一个合我心意的那个代祷者。
So He sent His Son Jesus.
所以我差派了我的儿子耶稣。
He's still looking for intercessors.
他也在寻找，也一直在寻找代祷者。
Those who will stand in the gap for nations.
他们会站在列国的那个破口之上。
Those who will cry out to God for their families, for their loved ones.
他们会来为他们的家庭来代祷，为他们所爱的人来代祷。
Those who will sit before the Lord for their churches.
他们会站立在他们教会之前。
Those who will cry out to the Lord for their cities.
为那他们的城市来代祷，来呼求。
Father, raise up intercessors.
主啊，请来兴起代祷者。
Lord, I ask that you impart to them power.
主啊，求你降下你的能力。
Power to intercede.
降下那个能力。
Power, Lord, to declare your word.
来宣告你的话语。
Let your authority rise up within them, God.
主啊，求你将你的权柄来赐下给他们。
Courage and strength to prevail against the darkness.
主啊，求你来坚固他们，赐下你的力量，将你的能力让他们站立在仇敌的面前。
Let your light break forth in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣之名，让你的生命进入他们的里面。神的话语要成为那个宣讲。
His word, the Bible burns like fire within you.
神的话要在你里面燃烧起来。
There are obstacles in the way, things that are preventing you from entering into what you believe God has called you to.
你要来相信神，神所呼召你的，神所拣选你的。
I just hear the Lord saying, "Trust Him."
我听到神说
"Trust me."
相信他，相信我。
He will remove the obstacles.
他要移掉这些拦阻。
His desire is that you trust Him.
他的渴望就是让你来相信他。
That you're faithful to what He's asked of you.
他一直都是这样信实的。
That you're in His word before Him.
来听他的话。
Father, I ask that you anoint those you have called to preach your word.
主啊，我求你来亲自来恩膏这些你亲自来拣选成为你出口，来为你宣讲你神国话语的人。
Anoint them with the Holy Spirit and with power.
用你圣灵的大能亲自来恩膏。
Father, when your word comes forth, let it pierce between soul and spirit.
当你的话语释放出来的时候，就像两刃的剑一样，充满着能力。
Let your word go forth from their mouth to set souls free.
主啊，求你用你的话语来将这些土地来得到滋润。
Let it burn like fire within them.
求你将你的火热的那个 心燃烧的心放置在他们里面
Let it burn like fire within them.
让他们像被火烧一样
Give them revelation in the knowledge of who you are.
让他们能够来认识你给他们启示
Revelation of your love.
给他们你爱的启示
Revelation of your mercy and grace.
给他们那个怜悯恩慈的启示
Quicken them by your Holy Spirit.
让他们快快的，快快的提升。
Keep pressing in.
他要进来。
There are those of you God is calling to the marketplace.
如果你有一些在职场的呼召。
He's given you gifts.
他会给你恩赐
abilities that can change things.
给你那个改变环境的能力
Some of you are great at organizing things.
有些人可能在组织上有一些恩典，有恩赐
Others of you are creative.
有一些非常有创造性的一些能力
Allow the Lord to use those gifts for His kingdom.
让神将这些他的恩赐来赏赐给你，来使用这些恩赐。
Do not feel like your calling is less because it's in the marketplace.
不要自己以为说，我好像不够，我好像不够。
God calls you to be faithful where He has put you.
神要让你变得更加的信实，更加的来依靠他的话语。
Ask Him for strategies in your workplace.
在你工作的职场的地方来求神给你这样谋略的灵
how to pray,
如何来祷告
strategies on how to do your job better.
求神赐下那个更好的一个谋略来让你如何来更好的来工作
New ideas.
有新的一些主意新的一些想法
Father, those that you have called to the marketplace, I ask that you will anoint them with greater authority.
主啊求你将你的权柄赐给那些你亲自拣选在职场工作的人
Give them favor with those that rule over them
主要求你将你的能力你的爱主要来浇灌他们
Give them divine strategies from heaven
也求你赐下你属天的那个策略来
Impart to them greater knowledge and wisdom and expertise in the area that they are in
也求你将你的智慧和启示来赏赐给他们让他们能够来使用
Anoint their hands, Father.
也来恩膏他们的双手。
Anoint their words as they speak.
他们所说的话，你也求你来恩膏。
Give them favor, Lord.
主啊，求你来帮助他们。
Let your light break forth through them.
也让你的气息，也让你的生命活在他们里面。
That many will come to the knowledge of who you are.
主啊，要他们要来认识你，你是谁。
Let them be a city set on a hill which cannot be hid.
主要让他们放置在那个 山上山城之上
Let them be a light, Lord, that drives back the darkness.
让他们像光一样散发出来那些黑暗就要撤退奉耶稣基督的名
There's some of you the Lord has been showing you dreams and speaking to you in His Word about the anointing to heal.
有些人呢可能会被在用神他用异梦来告诉你，并且他对你有拣选，是在医治这一个领域。
You've seen like God's given you like visions and dreams where your hands are on fire as you lay hands on people and they get healed.
他会给你一些异梦和异象，让你看见你的双手是有火在燃烧。
That's you. I just want you just to lift your hands before Him right now.
如果有的话，请你举起你的双手。
Father, right now I ask that you anoint them with your Holy Spirit to heal.
主啊，求你将你那个医治的恩膏来恩膏他们。
When they lay hands on the sick and speak your word, Lord.
主啊，让他们的双手充满着你的能力，充满着你的话语。
I ask that people will be set free immediately in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名，那些人就会马上。得到医治和释放。
Let your fire burn within their hands, Lord.
主要求你将你的火烧在他们的双手，燃烧他们的双手。
Let your word burn within their heart.
让你的话语燃烧在他们的心里面。
Let courage and strength rise up within them.
主要求你来帮助他们，给他们力量，给他们信心。
That they may boldly proclaim your word, and that they may boldly lay hands on the sick and they recover.
当他们举起手来为别人医治和祷告的时候，他们就毫无惧怕。
Let the dead be raised in Jesus' name.
死人也要复苏。
Where God is sending you and what He's asking of you, there's going to be resistance.
可能我们会遇到一些在我们人当中会遇到一些阻碍。
There's going to be pressure to stop. Pressure. There's going to be pressure coming upon you that's going to make you want to stop and quit.
好像让你觉得说你不得不停留下来，不停下来。
But I hear the Lord saying, "Press on."
主说你要竭力追求。
Press on.
竭力追求。
Press on.
竭力。
He is going before you.
他在你前面，引领着你。
Just put your eyes upon him.
将你的眼目定睛在他的身上。
Trust in him.
相信他。
He will open doors that no man can open.
他要开那个没人能开的门。
You will break through.
你要突破。
You are not too small.
你 不是太小。
You are not too little.
你也不是非常小的那个。
You are great in God.
你是在神眼里是你是伟大的。
Do not fear.
不要惧怕。
Press on.
竭力。
No weapon that is formed against you will prosper.Weapon that the enemy has devised against you.
没有什么从仇敌来的武器可以拦阻你。
Be able to stand.
就要释放你的恩典。
Thank you.
主，我感谢你。
And thank you for your love.
主，我感谢你的爱。
I thank you that in our weakness you give us strength.
主，我感谢你，当我们软弱的时候，你给我们力量。
Release your warriors.
主啊，求你释放你的话。
Warriors of prayer.
释放你，主啊。
Warriors of your word.
释放你的话语。
Warriors of love.
释放你的爱。
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.